I would send them to Rabash. 3 hours straight. Tes. And twice each page we read. And you can ask questions, but the answers are the same as written in the page. And this is how we did it for years. And this is what we had. Why? Because first and foremost, it's not like here, questions, answers, and I encourage you to wake up and ask, and a song in the middle of the lesson. No such thing. Nothing. You need to explode from dryness, from feeling dry inside, and you need to understand, you need to ask. Ask from the Creator, the force of bestow. Not that you will receive good, but rather bestow. And if not, you can exit, you can go out to the street and continue there. With Rabash, you would not sit like this. You would sit with a suit, a full suit, with no air conditioning in the summer. When I came there, I installed an air conditioner, and they never turned it on. It was the year 80, 81, 82, even before that. There were no ACs in Israel. You know, I brought them a Japanese AC, a big air conditioner. How's it called? It was a car. Mitsubishi. It was an AC by Mitsubishi. Very expensive, very beautiful. Never turned it on. That's it. The maximum was a fan on the ceiling, on the minimum setting, and it was more than 40 degrees Celsius, a small room. There were 20-30 people, 20-30 men, of course, smoking, and coffee, of course. That's it. You understand? What do you mean questions, answers? Only what we learn in Tess. And Rabash didn't want to... Oh, he, the one who asked, didn't want to learn the opening, introduction to Tess. And what we learn there is exactly what we have inside of us. How the light enters and presses us. And if you don't want it, you can leave. I was willing to study from Rabash anything he would bring to the lesson. And I never put conditions, let's learn that or this. No such thing. What do you mean that someone decides for a teacher what to teach? It's very weird. Even when I ask, what do you think we should learn? Maybe you're falling asleep. This was not the approach. Never. That you have someone that teaches you and he understands and you call him Rav. If you're not satisfied, just leave. Quietly. Leave. You simply don't have the same background that we had in the yeshivot. I have nothing more to add. I don't know. On the one hand, we really need that everyone would know about the correction, the method of correction. On the other hand, we cannot do what they want. This is impossible.
על ידי הדבקות בתלמידי חכמים יכולים לקבל איזה אסמכתה.
By adhering to the students of the sages, you can get an assurance that only the sage's student can help him, and no other. Even if he would be great in the Torah, he would be called one of the land. if he wasn't rewarded from learning from the Creator, he must subdue himself to a sage and receive what the sage will give him without any argument, but by going above reason.
We'll
read it again. By adhering to the students of the sages, it is possible to receive some support. In other words, only a wise disciple can help him and nothing else. Even if he is great in the Torah, he will still be called a commoner if he has not been rewarded with learning from the Creator's mouth. Hence, one must surrender before a wise disciple and accept what the wise disciple places on him without any arguments, but by way of above reason.
The
topic of the Yeshivat Chaverim isn't usual. We don't usually speak about the greatness of the Rav and the importance of the Rav. And even though Rav, on one hand, is the closest person to us, but also the most concealed. And each one of us came here because of Rav. Afterwards, we got friends in addition, and the sages. But through Rav, it was all each one's path to the Creator. Through the Upper One, we come to it. Rav wants one thing, to take the method from him, and for that we need to connect, because we can't get or receive the method without connection. I don't know what to say about Rav. It's very exalted. It's very personal. He always gives us an example. Example in his devotion, in his determination, his persistency. There was a clip a while ago where he gave an interview and he said that the moment I found my teacher, the truth, I'm not afraid of anything in life.
שיחו בכל נפלאותיו, שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח לב מבקשי השם. ישמח לב מבקשי השם, יתעללו בשם קודשו, יתעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח לב מבקשי השם, ישמח לב מבקשי השם.
Hello, friends that are gathered now all over the world. How great it is to be once again amongst you and to be together. Let us read together a very special verse from one of our great teachers, Baal HaSulam, Shamati 99. He did not say wicked or righteous. A person has the choice of going to a place where there are righteous. One can accept their authority, and then he will receive all the powers that he lacks by the nature of his own qualities. He will receive it from the righteous. This is the benefit in planted them in each generation, so that each generation would have someone to turn to cleave to, and from whom to receive the strength needed to rise to the degree of a righteous. Thus they too subsequently become righteous. Again, he did not say wicked or righteous. A person has the choice of going to a place where they are righteous. One can accept their authority, and then he will receive all the powers that he lacks by the nature of his own qualities. He will receive it from the righteous. This is the benefit in planted them in each generation, so that each generation would have someone to turn to cleave to, and from whom to receive the strength needed to rise to the degree of righteous. Thus, they too subsequently became righteous. Friends, I would also like to speak about the greatness of the one whom we call our teacher, the one that has been sent to us and that truly has been planted in here and amongst us, as we just heard now. I'd like to tell you a story of the first time I ever laid eyes on our teacher in person when I visited Israel. I had great expectations of meeting the one, of seeing him in the skin for the first time after being many years only on computer. I walked into the study hall early, not wanting to be late. The room was already half filled with friends. But standing at the podium, already prepared, was our teacher. And what did I see in this man? Did I see a man of wisdom, or someone who has come to do miracles, or a wise man of the mountains, or whatever you like to think? No. What I saw was a man ready to work. He was there to work. He was like a builder standing at a building site with his sleeves rolled up, looking and waiting for his workers to arrive, impatiently and with a sense of urgency. And it was awesome. It struck me. I have never forgotten it. And in this we really see an example of, in his lowness, there you find his greatness. We are truly fortunate to have had such a one planted in this generation, and we are gathered around him. And we must give thanks. And with that, let us ask for our friends, like we are always asked by our teacher. Ask for each other. Pray for each other. Leman achai veriai, leman achai veriai. Yeah.
לואיג'י, דבר.
Una parabola è una fila di mille ciechi che stanno camminando.
Rambam wrote us an allegory. If a line of 1,000 blind walk along the way and there's at least one leader amongst them who can see, they are certain to take the right path and not fall into pits and obstacles, since they are following the sighted one who leads them. But if that person is missing, they are certain to stumble over every hurdle on the way and will fall all into the pit. We'll read it again. The Rambam gave us an allegory. If a line of 1,000 blind walk along the way, and there is at least one leader amongst them who can see, they are certain to take the right path and not fall into pits and obstacles, since they are following the sighted one who leads them. But if that person is missing, they are certain to stumble over every hurdle on the way. Friends, I want to share this feeling with you. It's a flame burning in me, a huge flame. That in every moment, this reality is changing us. And I am first. And I'd never believe.
Grazie al nostro amato Rav.
That I'll be able to attain everything I can, and it's only thanks to the great Rav. And thanks to the huge Creator who gave him to us on this path. And I will never stop thanking the Creator and blessing him for this gift, for this fountain. That it made me understand that that is the great Kabbalist. I can't find the right words, that this greatness and the happiness that we have this guide, as the Rambam tells us. And he teaches us with his great love how to penetrate beyond this reality, how to take apart all this. Like the worm in Bala Sulam's allegory, how it comes out of the radish and starts tasting of what exactly, what the truth is, what the world of truth is, and what is waiting for us, even though we're still trapped in our nature. But thanks to the Rav, we can get a taste of the greatness and the great flavor that is waiting for us. I want to raise a huge l'chaim for this gift that he gave all of us. The love that is growing in every moment from us towards him, and from the Rav even more towards us. Let's sing a song together.
great fun. Great fun years. I apologize. All right. Friends, it is written, make for yourself a Rav, meaning accept him as your Rav. And in order to benefit from the Rav, the student must believe in him and trust his words. As was said, depart from doubt. Namely, do not doubt your Rav's words, but rather trust him, for without it, he will help you. Rabbi Shmuel D. Ozita. One more time. It is written, make for yourself a Rav, meaning accept him as your Rav. And in order to benefit from the Rav, the student must believe in him and trust your words. As was said, depart from doubt. Namely, do not doubt your Rav's words, but rather trust him, for without it, he will help you. Friends, Rav is our father. He's our Abba. He is our protector, our provider. He is the only reason why we're here together. He is our everything. He brought us together here in Salt Lake City. He gives us the importance. There's no doubt in my mind that he is the only person in this world that we should be following and listening to. And other than your tin. But I was so nervous this morning. I showed up an hour early. I made sure the friends were here. I called them all and told them all I started an hour early so that they'd get here on time. And it was all for him. I know that he wakes up way early before the lessons and starts preparing. He does so much behind the scenes. We are so lucky to have him. And I don't even know what else to say. I love him. We here in Salt Lake City love him. The world clearly loves him. I'm so happy to have a Yeshiva HaVarim centered around his greatness and importance. He is everything. And the tens of thousands of friends that each and every one of us have is because he said, I'll be your daddy. You know? Just like a friend Carl in Florida once told us here in Salt Lake City. Rob said it before that. Sorry, Carl. I love you, brother. But I don't even know what else to say. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be able to speak to you, friends. Salt Lake City loves each and every one of you. And we hope to inspire you and increase the greatness and importance of the Creator and the Rob and the friends and everything. And Kolam Kula
Yeshet Sameo Yeshet Sameo Yeshet Sameo Kolam Kula Yeshet Sameo Yeshet
As long as one is placed under the governance of the will to receive from oneself, he cannot know what is good and what is bad, but must accept everything the way the sages determined for us, or dust and dirt will enter his eyes and he will not be able to move forward. But when we do not criticize the words of our sages and do not want to accept their words within a reason, specifically by this, we are rewarded with knowledge of Kedusha, the Rabash. Again. As long as one is placed under the governance of the will to receive for himself, he cannot know what is good and what is bad, but must accept everything the way the sages determined for us, or dust and dirt will enter his eyes, and he will not be able to move forward. But when we do not criticize the words of our sages and do not want to accept their words within reason, specifically by this, we are rewarded with knowledge of Kedusha, holiness.
Friends, I walked with the will to receive, I danced with the will to receive, and I made a pact with the will to receive to go with him all the way, all the way, the bitter end. And it was truly bitter, and I broke down, and I began to search. It took a long time, a lot of suffering this search took. And only when I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I came home, I understood that someone was looking for me. Not only me, he looked for more friends that are here with me on the path. And this is something above time. I can maybe not hear Rav or not see Rav, but from distances, the Creator called upon us. And when I came here, I understood that basically I can't love him. I tried in different ways, but the will to receive didn't allow me. I began to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. And I was broke down inside the wisdom of Kabbalah also. A period of time where I learned, I also learned I can't take it. I found out that my heart was completely blocked like a stone, and the Creator threw me out. And afterwards, something happened that didn't happen before. Then I understood that I cannot love Rav without revealing this love within a group, within a ten, together with the friends. And this is what I found out now, lately, that I study. I discovered it now, today. When they told me I have to speak here in the Yeshivat Chavirim, I asked the ten, what can I say about the greatness of Rav? We never speak about the greatness of Rav. And the friends began to open their hearts, and I found how the friends love Rav. And I asked myself, why sometimes we lose this feeling? We received such a gift. Everything we have is from him, from Rav, the connection to the upper world. And how can we, each moment that we breathe, check ourselves, what do I give back to this person. It's not a person, it's something higher, exalted. The connection to the upper power. What would we do as a 10 without him? We received him as a blessing, as a grace. And this period of time shows us that we need to be worthy of Rav. We need to be worthy of what the Creator wants of us through Rav. But I know that with these friends that are around me now, I feel these friends strongly. Today in the world Zoom from Costa Rica, he asked that we pray for a friend in Costa Rica that is having troubles in the past. And I understood that only with our Rav to Rav and our Rav, our love to the Creator, we will succeed in overcoming all of this. Without it, we won't succeed.
What a pleasure it is to be connected with all of you once again. The amount of force burning between me and Fyodor is unbelievable. And indeed, it's a sign that the Creator is being harnessed within the connection between all of us in the world clean. We would like to share an excerpt from Shamadi 25 with you. And it reads like this. Things that come from the heart. Regarding things that come from the heart, enter the heart. Hence, why do we see that even if things have already entered the heart, one still falls from his degree? The thing is that when one hears the words of Torah from his teacher, he immediately agrees with his teacher and resolves to observe the words of his teacher with his heart and soul. But afterwards, when he comes out to the world, he sees coverts and is infected by the multitude of desires roaming the world, and he and his mind, his heart, and his will are annulled before the majority. As long as he has no power to judge the world to a scale of merit, they subdue him. He mingles with their desires and he is led like sheep to the slaughter. He has no choice. He is compelled to think, want, crave, and demand everything that the majority demands. He then chooses their alien thoughts and their loathsome lusts and desires, which are alien to the spirit of the Torah. In that state, he has no strength to subdue the majority. Instead, there is only one counsel then, to cling to his teacher and to the books. This is called from the mouth of books and from the mouth of authors. Only by cleaving to them can he change his mind and will for the better. However, witty arguments will not help him change his mind, but only the remedy of dvekut, adhesion, for this is a wondrous cure as the dvekut reforms him. Shuv. Shamadhi 25, things that come from the heart, from Balasulam. Regarding things that come from the heart, enter the heart. Hence, why do we see that even if things have already entered the heart, one still falls from his degree? The thing is that when one hears the words of Torah from his teacher, he immediately agrees with his teacher and resolves to observe the words of his teacher with his heart and soul. But afterwards, when he comes out to the world, he sees, covets, and is infected by the multitude of desires roaming the world, and his mind, his heart, and his will are annulled before the majority. As long as he has no power to judge the world to a scale of merit, they subdue him. He mingles with their desires, and he is led like sheep to the slaughter. He has no choice. He is compelled to think, want, crave, and demand everything that the majority demands. He then chooses their alien thoughts and their loathsome lusts and desires, which are alien to the spirit of the Torah. In that state, he has no strength to subdue the majority. Instead, there is only one counsel then, to cling to his teacher and to the books. This is called from the mouth of books and from the mouth of authors. Only by cleaving to them can he change his mind and will for the better. However, witty arguments will not help him change his mind, but only the remedy of dvekut, adhesion, for this is a wondrous cure, as the dvekut reforms him. Friends, for me, I'm filled with so much to say about the Rav. When I heard Isaac talk about this concealment that is very close to us, it reminded me of many things. And truly, we have this huge concealment right next to us, and we don't seem to talk about this greatness so much. The Rav is such a special upper part suf from which we get all our nourishment. And for me, I met the Rav through a Greek doctor. And she doesn't even study Kabbalah. And that's how I met the Rav. And the whole experience was like a ball and a socket, just fixing into each other. And the moment I met the Rav, the first time I met the Rav was in Italy. And it was a really special connection between us. We never spoke any words, but he looked at me, he smiled from his heart, and he shook his head, because he knew that one of his students has definitely found him. It was a very special experience. And for this special Rav, I have tons to say. But to make it short, I think that there's never been a Rav like the Rav we have. If we look at the things he's done for this society and how much importance he's helped us to awaken within the connection between us, we can never understate how great this Rav truly is. I don't know of any Rav in human history who's ever answered so many questions. So many questions. The most relevant questions in life. The most relevant questions that every created being will come to realize or will come to be awakened with on the path of reaching Dvekut with the Creator. The Rav has already answered it. And even if you look at Haim Hadashim, and it's still ongoing. It's so surprising. He's answered so many questions from the whole spectrum of all of humanity. And with such humility, even though he's so great, he's still so humble, and he listens with this special force within him, and he's ready to help every student fit into the society and to the part of the world where everyone can realize himself. If you look at what the sages have truly written about Ravs, our Rav definitely ticks all the boxes. And to me and from the perspective of my 10, if I say me, I mean my 10. I don't think that anyone will dispute the fact that the our Rav is the last piece of the puzzle, because he's raising things. He's brought us degrees of concealment into this big light of revelation that the world has never seen before. And he's never stopped. And if you look at Diha, for example, the preface, he's digged so deep over the past few weeks, the amount of layers of concealment this Rav has helped us to unravel, to unwrap, to scrutinize, to accept, to feel, it's incredible. I really cannot state it how much my heart truly feels it. This is a Rav who has visited all the groups in the world. Maybe he's yet to come to Africa, but he's truly visited almost all the groups in the world. All the groups in Israel. He's making clips every day. He's attending programs, meeting important people. This is truly an exceptional Rav that we must cherish, that we must hold dear, that we must state how important he is, that we must remind each other of his greatness. And thanks to him, thanks to this society, thanks to the friends, we have this level of greatness and this level of awareness, which is helping us and fueling us for the work every single day. This is a Rav who never misses a morning lesson. And what more can you say about this? He sits there on the podium and he's willing to give his whole heart in connection with our desire. This is a Rav waiting for our desire so that the world can reach its next stage of development. We truly have an incredible Rav, and I wouldn't want to talk too much. Thank you, friends. Thank you, society. Thank you, Rav, if you're listening to us. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts as One World Kli. We don't speak as individuals. We're speaking as your dedicated students who want to help the world together with your efforts to realize the end of correction. Thank you, society. Thank you, everybody. But we have one heart, one song on our heart, which we want to sing.
Never old.